Hey guys, welcome back to Hope 70 Let's Talk. Tonight is going to be a short and sweet little nightly inspiration for y'all. And it's coming from, once again, Moments of Peace for Moms, a 365 daily devotions from Our Daily Bread. The page we're on is October 4th, and it's called Calm in a Crisis. The verse that comes with it says, "This is what Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says, in repentance and rest in your salvation." That's Isaiah 30:15. And this is the reading. It says, "Some people panic when they encounter a crisis. If they have an automobile accident, a financial issue, or a problem with children, they lose all perspective. They run from person to person, pouring out their story and asking what to do. They seem to be unable to cope with adversity when it strikes. It doesn't have to be the case for Christians. They can maintain composure in most critical moments because they believe in God and know that He is in control of the world. They can derive assurance from the many promises of Scripture. Furthermore, the indwelling Holy Spirit reminds them of the truth of God's word to give them strength. Yes, though outward circumstances may be turbulent, the believer's heart can remain calm. If we trust God and claim His promises, we can become like the depths of a storm-tossed lake. Although the winds of a crisis may surge violently around us, our hearts can remain at peace, secure in the wise purpose of an all-loving God. When testing comes or trouble arises, we must keep a trust in Him. That's how to be calm in the midst of a crisis." Now, this one's pretty powerful because, let's face it, we endure crap every single day. And this is good to remember, that when evils or troubles or an issue or whatever the case comes your way, you always have the option to either fight the battle or leave it to God. Now, depending on what it is, obviously it's case by case. But if you can walk away, if you can block whatever crap is coming your way, if you can block it, disconnect. Well, I guess it would be disconnect first. If you can disconnect with whatever's coming your way, the evil and the nastiness that's coming your way, and block it, pray for that person, pray for the situation, pray for the issue, and then move on with your life, giving the issue to God, let Him handle it in His own time and His own way, and just carry on, life will be so much easier. You know, me personally, I definitely have a couple of evils coming my way. And I just choose, for the most part, to just disconnect, block, pray for them, pray for the situation, and move on with my life, and can just continue to serve God's purpose. Because each of us are on this planet for a reason. God has given all of us a purpose to live out. So, instead of taking a break from that and fighting whatever battle is coming our way, most of which are unnecessary, just disconnect, block, pray, and move on with your life, and let God handle the evil. Now, we do have trials and tribulations that do come our way for a specific reason. Some of them are God sent, so that, you know, we know, hey, we're not alone. And weirdly enough, God sends us through certain storms so that we can use as a testimony with somebody else later on to help them with something. That's just how it works. So use this passage to inspire you that the next time you're in a situation, no matter how small or how big it is, just if you can, I know it's case by case, but if you can, just stop, think about what's going on, stay calm, pray on it, and then if you're able to, disconnect from the situation, block the situation, pray about the situation, and move on to continue fulfilling your purpose. Now, obviously, if you're in a car accident, depending on how severe it is, or if someone's attacking you, depending on how severe it is, you know, you have to treat the situation accordingly. You know, you can't always just walk away from a car accident or someone attacking you. So in that case, obviously, you've got to defend yourself, you know, as needed. But if it's something that is not physically holding you, if it's not physically restraining you, if it's just a mental restraint or a emotional restraint or a spiritual restraint, just disconnect, block, and move on and continue with your purpose. Obviously, if it's a physical restraint, you have to handle it in a certain way. But still, always try to remain calm. Because also, if you remain calm and you rely on God's guidance for help, you're, especially for those who deal with anxiety, it can cut your anxiety in half. Because we all know that if you get worked up, your anxiety works up as well. And then if you get an anxiety attack, you're no good to yourself or to anybody else who might have to help. So always just try to remain calm, cool, and collected. And if possible, always just hand over the issue to God, disconnect with the issue, block the issue, pray about the issue, and just move on. So always remain calm. Take a deep breath and just try to think with a clear head. Figure out if you have to fight or flight. And if you can flight and go away and continue serving your purpose, do so. If you have to stay and fight because if it's like a life or death situation, then do what you gotta do. In the sense where, you know, fight to get out of the situation and then go get help. If, you know, don't stay to cause more craziness. Just fight to end the attack and then go get help. Stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. You know, stay healthy. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. And just let God guide you. So yeah, hopefully this inspires you to pause and pray. Stay calm. Disconnect with any evil. Block the evil. Pray about the evil. And then move on to continue serving your purpose. So yeah. Well, I thought that was going to be short and sweet. I guess it really wasn't short and sweet. It was sweet and long. Anywho, thanks for tuning in. Hope somebody let's talk. And I'll see you guys in the morning for our morning prayer. Love y'all.